you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name's Alex. I sit in this chair and I play rad music. And I talk to you guys, or at you guys. I don't know. No one really answers back most of the time. But so the first track I played was by the Pack AD off their new album, Unpersons. And they're kind of like the Black Keys, but more badass and girly. Although they're not girly, just more badass. But they're girls. And then we played Beirut's new album, or I played Beirut's new album, The Riptide, with his track Santa Fe. And I will be honest, it wasn't as crappy as I thought it was gonna be. But yeah, so I also have a guest on today's show. And would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello. My name is Ben, Ben Lucas, to be more specific. I'm an exchange student from University of Sussex in England, but I'm from the north, so like Manchester area is probably the place that you guys will know best. And yeah, I'm going home soon, so Alex has kindly invited me to play a few songs, and yeah, hope you guys enjoy them.
Alrighty, that sounds awesome. And so the first track is called Fire Ant, and it is by who?
It's by Bibio, which is a guy called Stephen Wilkinson from Birmingham. And yeah, like, this is off his album Ambivalence Avenue, and it's kind of a sort of folktronica style. Yeah, some really good stuff. This track's probably one of my favourite off the album. And, yeah, here it goes, it's called Fire Ant.
Thank you. December 15th, be ready for Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish to take over the Vogue Theater.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying?
Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish will co-headline the show with guests Lion Eyes and Rodeo Ruby Love. Tickets are already available online at unionevents.com and voguetheater.com and at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish co-headlining at the Vogue Theater December 15th.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. If you're a ska fan, you should go see Streetlight Manifesto. The only ska band I really like is Sublime, and that's not really going to happen for me, ever. So, anyway though, if you are a ska fan, check it out. And, okay, so we played two tracks just before. The first was, as we were saying, Fire Ant by a guy named Bibio. And would you like to tell us about the next one?
Yes, next track was by a guy called Oliver Arnold, who's so like contemporary classical stuff, who's from Iceland, and that was off an album from 2010 called And They Have Escaped the Weight of Darkness, and that track is also called The Same. Yeah, just like really cool sort of like classical ambient stuff, and
It has an Icelandic, because they're from Iceland, so all their names, all the track names have an English translation, but are written in Icelandic, and I would ask you to attempt to pronounce the track in the actual language in which it is spoken.
Pretty much impossible.
No, you have to give it a shot. I'll try right after.
that would be funny, probably. Really great music. Check him out. He's really cool.
All right, fine. Then I'll just do it. The track in Icelandic is called Pau Hafa Slopio Undan Punga Murukasins. So for that
actually sounded quite accurate.
And that means they have escaped the weight of darkness in Icelandic. So if you're ever in Iceland and you don't know anything, you can at least say they have escaped the weight of the darkness. And hopefully that might get you somewhere. I sincerely doubt it, but who knows? It might be the thing to save your life.
You look like a middle-aged caveman just having escaped out of some sort of igloo that you've been in for 30 years.
Possibly. That might get you shelter. Someone would be like, oh, wow, you're
maybe
caveman and cannot pronounce our language at all. They might take pity on you.
Hopefully.
But in addition to that, we have tickets to give away to a comedy night that is happening on January 7th at the Center in Vancouver for Performing Arts, which is downtown. And it is a comedian by the name of Dimitri Martin. And his whole thing is he's going to go tell jokes in a cold place. And so that's why he's decided to come to Canada in January. Although coming to Vancouver is a little bit of a cop-out to go to the cold. If he doesn't go to, like, Winnipeg or Calgary, then he's just, like, doesn't really count. But nonetheless, we are giving out two tickets. And if you would like to go, you can call the station at 604-822-8648. And to win the tickets to a comedy night, you have to tell me a joke. And yeah, that's about it. Doesn't have to be a good joke, but just a joke.
Could be a cold-related joke.
A cold-related joke. Perfect. I want to hear a joke about coldness, and you can go see the cold-themed comedy tour. And yeah, it doesn't have to be a good one, but we do need to know that you actually have a soul.
If you can say it in Icelandic as well, extra bonus points.
Ooh, yes. Double bonus points if you can say it in Icelandic, although I won't know if it's a joke if you say it in Icelandic. If anything, you could just, like, tell me what you had for breakfast in Icelandic, and I'll just chuckle as if I knew what you were saying. But anyway, so I think we're still in Iceland in terms of our music.
Yes. And next track, Sigaross. Playing this one because I went to see the recent new film, Innie, by Sigur Rós. Absolutely amazing, amazing film. Just like it's all in black and white, and just like they managed to capture every camera angle, and it's just like you just completely get like taken over by their music, and it's amazing. And this was probably like my favourite track on the whole film. So I hope you guys enjoy this one.
Badass. So this is from their awesome album, which is also the first album by Sigur Rós I ever heard. Agentes Brijun, or Byrjun. I don't know. I can't pronounce it. This is what happens when
we should take courses in Icelandic, really.
Just to pronounce a lot of these band names. There are a lot of Icelandic and, like, Norwegian prog bands that I'm like, I should be able to say their names. But, nonetheless, this is Nai Battery.
Yeah. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Van Music is proud to present the Indie Pop Vancouver series.
This night will be devoted to promoting independent local artists. The cover charge will be $5.
Drink specials start at $2 a glass. Free pool, lots of parking. Come and support local bands.
Again, that's Van Music presenting the Indie Pop Vancouver series every Friday night at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on Kingsway.
And yes, that actually sounds quite exciting. I like $2 drink specials, and I like $5 cover, and I like music.
Who doesn't?
I actually don't know. People without souls, maybe. Really, really old people, maybe. Yeah. Who are like yell at you to get off their lawn. But so we had just listened to a band called Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Hopefully they will become known very soon. Ha ha. Sorry.
I was in a band called The Unknown when I was back in year 10.
Oh, really? Yeah. What instrument did you play?
I was a drummer then. We did all right. A couple of gigs around Preston, where I'm from.
Cool.
But, then it all fell apart. And, I started playing the bass a bit as well.
Oh, nifty. Was there, like, a lot of drama that went down? Was it, like, TV show worthy?
There was a bit of drama, yeah, because they were all, 2 years older. And I was not really in like their friend group and stuff, but I was told that it was broken up, and then I found out that they got together with another drummer, and I was quite upset.
Oh no, that's like okay. That reminds me of this is really lame, but Ben Folds Five,
yeah,
the band. Mm. One of their tracks is called Army, and one of the lyrics is, "I used to be in a band, then they broke up and reformed without me." The next month, and that
could apply to that situation quite well.
Did they cite creative differences?
No, they told me that they wanted to break up. They wanted a break, and because they're all going to college, but then it was like didn't happen. But then they broke up again after that because the guitarist wanted to go solo. So I was quite happy in the end. Saved them right.
Well, screw them. Screw them. They are called The Unknown, and I guess they remained unknown. Ha! Again. I did it again.
So funny.
Yeah, I know. I'm absolutely hilarious. I really want my own TV show, just so I can be an idiot. In not only like an idiot on radio, but like I could be an idiot on TV too. So you can like, because right now you can only hear how much of an idiot I am. I'd like an opportunity so people could both hear and see how much of an idiot I am.
What would your chat show sort of entail? What sort of elements would you bring to a chat show?
I would either do
messy challenges.
I don't know, like something like sketch, like random sketches.
All right, okay.
A lot of them would probably be really offensive. And then I don't know. I think I'd like have guests on and just chat with them, or just like stare in front of the camera and just talk to myself about random things.
So a bit of a monologue.
Yeah, soliloquies. I think. That's what they would be.
It's a lovely word.
It is a lovely word. And I would, I would talk about... Because soliloquy sounds a little bit better than monologue. But nonetheless, so we have another track lined up. Would you like to talk about it or introduce it?
This is by a band called This Will Destroy You. This is from their self-titled album in 2008. They're like a post-rock band from Texas. Got some absolutely like awesome guitarists and tails into their music, like really, really builds up well. Went to see them in London about a year ago. Absolutely amazing live. Just really blows you away, some of their music. And this is one of their, like, their quieter tracks, but I still think you get really, like, wrapped up into it. And it's just, yeah, really, really great stuff again.
Cool. Well, we'll definitely check it out. This is called They Move on Tracks. Sorry. They Move on Tracks of Neverending Light. And just as an aside, we still have those two tickets to that really cold comedy festival. If you guys want to go to it, again, you just have to tell us a joke about ice or something cold. Or just say the word cold and then tell a joke that has nothing to do with being cold. I'm just trying to like link up some themes here. But so the number, if anyone wants to, just call in 604-822-8648. And that show is for January 7th. So you have more than enough time to try to get a date for then. I don't know if like you need that much time, but I know I definitely do, so I would like really appreciate it. You know, give yourself a solid month to find someone willing to spend an evening with you. Always a difficulty for me. But anyway, this is This Will Destroy You.
Thank you.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So that last track that we played was by one of my favorite bands, Matt Pond PA. They're really freaking good. This is off their new album, Spring Fools. Actually, I had no idea that it came out, and I was super stoked when I saw it here. They have like a crap ton of stuff out, and it's all really good. They were supposed to come to Vancouver a while ago, but they could not get into Canada, and I was very, very sad. I really wanted to be the one dude there who knew every lyric to every song and got, you know, just screamed it all out and had a grand time. But, yeah, so they're really good. They, a lot of their songs and album art make them look like they're from Canada, but they're not. They just like to pretend they are, which is nice. It's a nice compliment. But, yeah. So, that's all I have about that. And, I don't know. Do you have anything else?
Well, should we talk a bit about the next track? Are we doing, the Baths track?
Either that or... Well, okay, fine. I don't want to ruin it, so we'll do the Baths track.
All right, okay. Well, me and Alex went to see Baths the other night at the Electric Owl in Vancouver. An awesome gig with Teen Days supporting. Apparently, he's pretty popular around this area, plays quite a lot. But first time I'd ever seen him, first time I'd ever heard Baths as well. And really enjoyed going to watch him. And this was probably my favourite track from the evening, which is called Plea. Yeah, really good gigs. And the other gig I've only managed to get to a couple of gigs whilst I've been in Vancouver. Wish I'd been to more, but the other gig I went to was the National gig. I presume a couple of you guys out there went to watch the National with local natives in Wyoak. But yeah, that was an awesome gig, and I'm sure many of you will agree. Unfortunately, Alex didn't get to go.
No, I
prioritising revision. Who does that?
Well, I had written a paper until like 5 in the morning the day before, and then like had like 3 hours of sleep, went to class, pretty much fell asleep in class, and was like, you know what, even if I dragged my ass out, I am going to be no fun, and I just wanted to really go to sleep, because I'm lame apparently, but...
Very lame.
I guess so, you know what, I guess I could have chugged like 3 coffees and 4 Red Bulls and just gone like, woo!
That probably would have been the ambulance noise coming to get you.
Yeah, that might be it too. Yeah, like I hit the caffeine and then I hit the floor and then the ambulance hits 90. But maybe. But I also, and this is a little bit of a secret, I don't really like the National.
What?
I know. I hope.
Sorry. This information has only just been revealed to me. This isn't a prepared conversation or anything like that.
No.
So I'm a little bit in shock.
No, I was just like, I'm not a huge fan. I like local natives. I would have gone to see local natives. And, you know, if I was...
Should I leave now, or...?
Well, we can't be friends just because I'm joking. I like them. I mean, they're grand, but I'm not like...
They're the Grand National.
I'm just like...
Sorry, I was keeping up with your poor unknown jokes.
Yeah, I have a lot of really crappy jokes. But,
each to their own, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. Quite so. It's like, wait, oh no, all my recent jokes are dead baby jokes, and they're not terribly appropriate.
Should we bring up that cold joke we found earlier? Because we were struggling, we didn't have that many phone-ins, but, I managed to find one. What did the big furry hat say to the warm woolly scarf?
I don't know. You tell me.
You hang around for a while I go on ahead.
Ha! Ha, ha, that's great, great dripping in sarcasm. But anyway, this is Baths. On a segue of things dripping, baths.
Yes.
Which, as an activity, often involves drips.
And bubbles.
Bubbles. I haven't had a bubble bath in ages. You know what, I don't really, do you like baths?
I do like baths, I just don't have them enough.
Yeah, hey? Do you have like bath bombs and special soaps?
No, I don't use my mum's products in my bath.
What? Why not? Well, you don't have your own. That's what I'm on about. I've got like this nice lavender one, and like you drop it in, and it smells like lilac and crap. It's great. Just, you know, a way to relax. Put some like
candles on, you know, lower the lights, put some, you know, rad tunes on, have a glass of wine.
It's always hard getting the temperature of the bath right. I always find that to be a nightmare.
Well, there's this, like, natural form of warming the bath you can do. It only works about once or twice throughout the course of the bath, and then you need to drink a lot more water. But you can warm up the bath that way.
But by drinking water?
And then... What happens when the water comes out?
You wee in the bath.
Well, yeah, and that'll warm it up.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, well, if it's really cold, what are your other options?
Pretend to swim.
Nope, nope, easiest way, just make it happen. But anyway, on the topic of baths, this is plea. Ha! Huh. If you ever take a bath with someone, you can give them a plea not to piss in it. Which I've often found so difficult. That's why I don't take baths anymore. I just end up, like, peeing in the bath. Anyway, though. Anyway.
That's enough of that.
And that was just the baths track. And I would like to remind everyone who doesn't know, or I guess if you do know, I'm going to tell you again.
You were listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Mantis Cabinet, and very quickly will have been Mantis Cabinet. This is my last show of the year before I go home. Yeah, well, I have to go see my mummy, or else she's going to like beat me and go, "Ah, you have to come home!" But anyway, so we've got one more track for you guys, and Ben, what is that track?
Yeah, so most of my music before that might have been described as a little bit moribund by some, although I would call it moving, personally. But this one is definitely more upbeat. This is by a band from England called Everything Everything. They're just started to really sort of get big recently. Went to see them at Leeds Festival. Really, really good there. And yeah, got a really, really interesting voice, which we'll get to listen to in a bit. This song is called Suffragette, Suffragette. And yeah, really good. Thank you for having me on your show, Alex.
My pleasure. So we will play this track, and then that is about it. Up next is The Rib with today we will have Jasper hosting it. And y'all should stay in your seats or wherever you happen to be right now. Just stay put, keep the radio or computer on, and listen. Unless you have something, like, really, really important to do.
Like revision?
No, like, not, like a wedding to go to, or, like, you're really hungry, or, like, you just ran over someone. Other than that, though, you really shouldn't...
Just emergencies, really.
Yeah, exactly.
999 situations.
999.
Oh, sorry, was it 911 over here?
What is it? It is 911 over here.
Ha. Sorry, guys.
Silly. Silly. He's from England. All right, anyway. Yeah, so this is Everything Everything, and I will talk to you guys and play music next year. Have a good holiday break, and a happy new year.
Better quit your mama, better quit your mama, matter you're fine.